it's on the end.
Good evening, folks, and welcome to what is clearly a very special evening for the city of Geneva. Tonight is May 2nd, the first day of our fiscal year, and also a night that we celebrate by swearing in the new aldermen and those returning to duty. This meeting is called to order. We begin not with the roll call, but instead we begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. And I would like to ask our newest and freshest face, we assume, on the City Council, unless he flubs up the oath, Mr. Kilberg and his family, to please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Kilberg. For the last several years following the election and for the swearing-in ceremonies, we've always invited a very distinguished member of the bench to join us to administer the oath. And tonight is no different. This handsome devil to my right is Associate Judge Mark Finis. Mr. Finis is a proud resident of the city of Geneva. He and his lovely wife reside in beautiful Randall Square. I won't give the address for security reasons. That's a joke.
Not funny.
If you do not know Mr. Finis in the black robe, you might recognize him as a member of Coach Wasinski's football staff for the last 12 years. He's at every practice and, of course, on the sidelines. He's now been elevated to perhaps a more important position. We'll see. And interestingly enough, when I was visiting with Attorney Radovich, Mr. Radovich explained to me that as a freshman judge, it's typical that freshman judges are assigned what could only be described as perhaps less, glorious duties. However, this young man was assigned the entire docket for Kane County's mortgage foreclosures and mechanic foreclosures, which is a very, very heavy assignment. Obviously, you are respected throughout the legal community, or nobody wanted to do the work. So, but we're very, very proud to have you here, Your Honor. We welcome you to the middle of the floor, and we will begin our swearing-in ceremony. The order of our elected officials to be sworn in is on the agenda. Our first lucky duck is the distinguished and beginning his, is it 20 years, Chuck?
Seventh term.
Alderman Chuck Brown, and of course, Mr. Brown, if you'd like to invite Mrs. Brown to join you, that would certainly make the photos more attractive. The city clerk, Mr. Landberg, is next to our judge, and he has the microphone so that those watching from around the world can pick up the subtle cues. Ladies and gentlemen, you may not recognize this next gentleman. He's all dressed up, but he has, ever since taken office, been the tallest member of the City Council. Alderman Bob, I rented my suit, Piper. Mr. Piper.
Have been elected to the office of Alderman Second Ward, the City of Geneva, County of Kane,
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of alderman.
The duties of the office of alderman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Without missing a beat, the soon-to-be alderman, Dean Kilberg, and Dean, of course, has a gaggle of fans, I believe, with him this evening. Dean, do you want to introduce everyone? Do you want to introduce everyone?
Sure.
Yeah.
This is my wife, Linda.
Of course, Mrs. Kilberg.
40 years in June.
Wow.
And this is my oldest son, Eric.
No, I'm resident
of Acadia. It's my second son, Nathan, resident of Yorkville. My daughter, Sarah, resident of Geneva, and her husband, Josh Burley, resident of Geneva.
Welcome, everyone.
All right. Repeat after me. I, Dean Kilberg.
I, Dean Kilberg.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman, 3rd Ward.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman, 3rd Ward.
In the city of Geneva.
The city of Geneva.
County of Kane.
County of Kane.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
That I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of alderman.
The duties of the office of alderman.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Well done, Alderman. Alderman Dorothy Flanagan, who will be busy this Wednesday at 1:15.
Yes.
Alderman Flanagan is heading to the White Sox game, and she asked that we move up the meeting so she could be there early. And Alderman, you have special guests with you.
Yes, my husband Terry Flanagan, and my son Brian.
Good to see you again, Brian. Welcome. Alderman Flanagan, you begin your, which term is this? Dorothy, which term is this? This is your...
I don't know exactly. It'll be entering my 19th year.
Wow. That's why we put you and Mr. Brown together, because combined...
Seniors.
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it? 40-some years together? Wow.
Combined, we can remember something.
Yeah, that's about it, combined.
Last but certainly not least... Alderman Craig Maladra of the 5th Ward.
I, Craig Maladra.
I, Craig Maladra.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman, 5th Ward.
Having been elected to the office of Alderman, 5th Ward.
City of Geneva.
City of Geneva.
County of Kane.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
Duties of the office of alderman.
Duties of the office of alderman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Judge Finas, thank you very, very much for making this evening very special. We appreciate it. The judge does need to sneak out. Not because he has anything to do, because he just doesn't like to watch what government does. So, and we'll see you at the on the gridiron, right?
That's right.
And hopefully not in your courtroom. And now, ladies and gentlemen, that we've all been duly sworn in, we will ask our city clerk, Mr. Landberg, the Eagle Scout from 1958 Eagle Scout, to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Dantino.
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Dean Kilberg.
Here.
Greg Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer. John Vogelsberg.
Here.
Everyone is present and accounted for. Alderman Singer, however, is on his annual golf trip to Alabama. So that's exciting. Apparently he makes more than the rest of us as alderman. That's exciting as heck. Public hearings, special items, and presentations. Item 3A. I proudly recommend the reappointment of the city officials as attached and or included in your agenda. These men and women serve, as we all know, without remuneration. They give of themselves tirelessly. They attend countless meetings. They do an extraordinary amount of work, and oftentimes the work they do is unsung and unnoticed, but we certainly appreciate them. So I would entertain a motion to approve these men and women for reappointment.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Piper, seconded by Alderman Vogelsberg. Now, this is why I separated Vogelsberg and Flanagan.
Yeah.
Because I can tell.
They can try.
It's been 5 minutes.
It's been 5 minutes, but it's good. A voice vote is sufficient. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Motion passes with 9 affirmative votes, no opposition, 1 absent. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening offered by any member of the City Council? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine by this City Council and can be enacted by one simple motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Hill to approve the omnibus agenda as presented, seconded by Alderman Marks. Mr. City Clerk, kindly take the roll call.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Motion passes with 9 affirmative votes, no nays, and 1 absent. We jump down to item 9A. 9A is to consider approval of Gibby's Wine Den 2011-12 liquor license renewal with lease termination provision.
So moved.
Moved by Alderman Marks. Excuse me.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman. We usually rate these things based on how you're dressed. We will give this one to Piper.
Go to get your suit back in 15 minutes. We'll wrap it
We're
up.
Trying to hurry. Questions or comments regarding this item of business? It's fairly self-explanatory. Mrs. McKittrick and I have been working with the good folks at Gibby's. This is an unusual, but certainly not anything to be worried about proposition. So we have a motion. We have a second. A roll call is in order. Mr. City Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Item 10A is municipal bills for payment. I kindly ask our city clerk to please read the bills for payment.
Bills for payment total $291,496.53.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city website and the city council package for this week.
Second.
Beginning his seventh term, Alderman Brown offers the motion, which I think you've done for the last 20-some-odd years.
More than that.
Exactly. Seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Questions or comments? Roll call is in order. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Motion passes with 9 affirmative votes, no nays, and 1 absent. Item 11A, Committee of the Whole Items of Business, is to recommend Resolution Number 2011-36, authorizing the extension of professional services agreement with Stanley Consultants Incorporated for the Peyton Street Substation Relay Upgrade.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Flanagan is seconded by Alderman Marks. Questions or comments regarding this matter? From the dais, Alderman Dantina.
Yes, why was this not unanimous? I wasn't here last week.
Why is it not on the omnibus?
Yeah, I know there was one vote against it, but what was...
The reason for the no vote was because it was not competitively bid.
Okay. All right. And what was the answer to that?
As to why it was not, professional services
okay.
and experience with this particular contractor.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Anyone from the audience? A roll call is in order. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Item 11A passes with 9 affirmative votes. Item 11B is to recommend resolution number 2011-39 authorizing execution of an operation and maintenance agreement with Caterpillar Power Generation LLC for the Geneva Generation Facility for the year 2011.
So move approval.
Motion by Alderman Brown, seconded by Alderman Hill.
Oh, okay.
The man with experience slid right in
there.
Do it
again, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Questions or comments regarding this item on the GGF? The superintendent is here in the front row. Look at that. Hearing none, Alderman Dantino?
I'll have the same question. Why was this one not unanimous?
This one was not unanimous. There was a opposition to the fact that, I'm trying to speak to this delicately, I believe the alderman at the time was concerned about the kind of work being done could perhaps be done in-house and or could perhaps be done by workers from this country. That was the opposition.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone from the audience? Mr. Clerk, kindly take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
The Committee of the Whole items of business have been concluded. We jump down to item 12A. 12A is to recommend resolution number 2011-33, appointing the City of Geneva's Mayor Pro Tem, and it is my high honor, and I have received approval by the distinguished Alderman Craig Maladra to serve as the City's Mayor Pro Tem for this fiscal year. Craig accepted only after significant arm twisting, and my pledge that it's really not that difficult.
Right.
Despite being a Sox fan, it's all good.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes the motion. Alderman Piper makes the second. Mr. Maladra, do you accept this position without reservation?
I do.
And you now check. You announce your whirlwind year tour.
That's right. Yeah. Maladra Tour 2011.
Open houses.
All in favor? But we want to make certain that you're all in favor by taking a roll call. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
I think I'll abstain.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Motion passes with 8 affirmative votes, 1 absent, and 1 abstention. Diplomacy is alive and well, ladies and gentlemen. We jump down to item 13, which is new business. And while it's customary that we offer our friends in the audience the opportunity to share anything they'd like or perhaps address the council in any way about any issue, I think it's only appropriate this evening that we turn to those who have been reelected and newly elected to see if they'd like to share anything with all of us. And I would begin with the freshest face on the council, Mr. Dean Kilberg.
Thank you. It's
now that your family left, Dean, now you can say whatever you want with it.
I noticed that. No, it's an honor to be here. I look forward to serving in this capacity as an alderman. I want to thank my family who left. I'll be joining him shortly, though.
Good.
At a watering hole in Geneva.
Good.
But it is an honor and one that I look forward to. I'm looking forward to learning, obviously listening first, and hopefully making some small difference in our community.
With that brief speech, we think you're just great. So, welcome aboard.
Bulls are playing, I think.
Are they? I don't know that stuff. Is that right?
It is.
They are. Oh, golly. Alderman Flanagan.
I just want to thank the voters for once again voting for me, even though I didn't have an opponent this year, but or this term. So, and I look forward to another 4 years of serving the community and inviting anybody who has any concerns to give me a call. Thank you.
Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I did thank all the appropriate people at the meeting after I was elected, but I think I'd like to remind the council of the four important reasons why you should be an alderman, if possible, and should run for office. The first is everybody in town knows your name, and this can be very embarrassing. The second reason, of course, is that you're intimately familiar with the city's water sewer system, and nobody cares. The third reason, of course, is that somebody somewhere is always mad at you, and you have to be able to handle that. But the fourth important reason is that every once in a while you can pull off a minor miracle, and I agree with Alderman Kilberg on that, and hopefully we work together on possibly doing it for a few minor miracles. Thank you.
Well said. Thank you. Alderman Maladra. Mayor Pro Tem Maladra, forgive me.
I appreciate the chance to serve again. I think that the past couple years and the next few years are going to be very different than my first term and the first half of my second term. I actually look forward to the challenge posed by the economics that we face, and the opportunity to pull together and realize our vision in spite of that. I think it's going to be hard work, but enjoyable work.
Well said. Alderman Piper.
Well, the last couple of years have been rough. I think it's why a lot of us didn't run opposed, because we had to make a lot of very, very difficult decisions. I think a lot of people threw a lot of grenades. The voter turnout wasn't very high. But we've been dragged through the mud as a group the last year and a half, and it's going to continue for the next couple of years. We've got a lot of tough decisions to make in this room. Budget time is going to it's going to last all year long. For the next few years, it's not going to get any easier. And we're going to have to make more and more tough decisions, and it's going to get tougher and tougher. But we look forward to it. I think we've done, even with all of our differences, we've done a hell of a job of working together and getting through it. And staff's done a great job of putting together a balanced budget. And I think we've muddled through it. Even with the emails and the phone calls that we get, I think that's kind of on the surface, and the people who get it are getting it. And they're understanding what we're doing, and I think we're doing a pretty good job, and I think that that's what's coming through. So I'm proud of what we're doing, and I'm glad we get to continue to do so.
Thank you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
From the audience, anyone about anything at all? Ms. DeVita, our Economic Development Director, Ellen DeVita, is with us this evening.
Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to remind the council that we are starting the Southeast Master Plan, and that letters went out to people within the study boundary and a 250-foot buffer. They went out on Thursday. They were delivered on Friday. There is a survey posted online for folks to weigh in. The city's main interest in looking at this 500-acre area is the 300 acres that are undeveloped. There are a lot of developed properties in the area, though most of them unincorporated. And I have had some calls from some of the folks there. And I've told them that our concern is the undeveloped properties mainly. But we're going to look at the options. In a nutshell, it's a high-level engineering study. What would it take to run utilities to this area that we think will add industrial and commercial properties to our tax base? So I just wanted to remind you it's out there. If you have any questions from the community, you might want to send them my way, and I'd be glad to help them. Okay.
Mayor. Thank you. Alderman Brown.
Question, Ms. DeVita. You mentioned a survey. Is that open to anyone in the city? Or just the people in the area that's affected?
You know, we sent it to the study area. I suppose if anyone wanted to weigh in, that's fine.
You said it was available on the web, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're going to be creating a landing page. We're not quite there yet. We're also going to have a couple community meetings. The first one is June 19th, and that's a listening. The consultants right now are compiling a series of maps. They're putting all sorts of things, the watershed, the drainage, the wet soil, stuff like that, that would start to lead you to some conclusions on the best places to run utilities or do regional stormwater, those types of development questions. And they'll have all those maps at this open house on June 19th. We're going to hold it at Cougar Stadium.
And I presume the city website will expand as more material becomes available.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So the actual decision will be this fall at the earliest then?
We're thinking 6 to 8 months. It's we didn't have a lot of funds to work with. It's not going to be the most in-depth study that you could have had. For example, there won't be a market analysis. But the whole purpose is a high-end engineering look at where, for example, there's a major watershed line that runs directly west and then turns south, and you know that you don't want to, from one property, you don't want to take stormwater and send it into two different watersheds. It has to go where it's supposed to go. If it's supposed to go this way, you don't divert it to the other watershed. That kind of stuff is what will be looked at.
Well, sorry, we couldn't give you more money for your study, but as Alderman Piper pointed out, we did the best we could.
We're good. We're good. No complaints. Okay.
And the most important news is that the meeting's being held at Elfstrom Stadium.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They have a meeting room in the second floor now with the new addition. So.
There's kegs. There's Italian beefs. It's going to be awesome.
Six bucks.
We'll get a heck of a turnout. Anyone else? All the department heads are here. I should have obviously recognized them. These are the men and women who do all the work, quite frankly, along, of course, with our city administrator and assistant city administrator. These are the men and women who make the community work, make it tick, make it hum. And oftentimes, you are the brunt of a lot of the criticism. But tonight, and hopefully throughout the year, you'll be the receivers of the applause and the appreciation, certainly starting with me. So we appreciate all you do. Thank you very, very much. Notice the chief sitting there rather quietly. Alderman Kilberg.
Just one topic as it relates to new business. I had a gentleman that actually works for me and lives in Cullman, Alabama. His community was devastated by the recent rounds of tornadoes that struck the south last week that we've followed in the news. I guess I had a question as to what might we do as a community to elevate our ability to respond to the possibility of a tornado. I saw that Tom Skilling spoke at Fermi last weekend, and the potential for a tornado striking northern Illinois, similar to the Plainfield tornado, the likelihood continues to increase. It's been 21 years. Mm-hmm. I just wondered maybe if Steve could speak to that. I know that we've got awareness as it relates to fires in the home and how families respond. I just wondered if there's anything in place to help educate our community and to elevate the awareness as it might relate to that.
Well, here comes the chief. The short answer is, and chief, if you want to move that podium to the center, it's up to you. I moved out of the way to try to block Alderman Marks, but it didn't work. There is an emergency operations plan that you will clearly become intimately familiar with. But from a 30,000-foot perspective, the chief speaking on behalf of all those who participate in the plan, all those who have drafted the plan, certainly our friends at ESDA, our friends at the county and the state level, this gentleman's probably the most articulate and well-versed in that regard.
We just recently revised the emergency operations plan. It's been approved by the county. It's due to be circulated out to the city staff, and then you all will be seeing it for approval. Certainly, an event like happened in Alabama is extraordinarily difficult to prepare for. It's devastating. In Alabama's case, it destroyed the communications, the public safety network, everything. In Illinois, the system is set up that it's based on local response first, but then very quickly it jumps to the county. And then from the county it goes to what we call the statewide mutual aid, statewide response plan. And that's managed by the Illinois State Emergency Operations Center, which is in Springfield. And from there, should also back up to explain that both police, fire, and public works have extensive mutual aid agreements with surrounding governmental agencies for resources to be brought in. So the initial responses, we're going to be on our own, but then within 8 to 12 hours, we'll be able to bring in significant resources to it. As far as preparing for it in advance, we make sure that the sirens are working. We test them monthly. They're expected annually. And I know the schools do some education. We put stuff up on their website. In fact, we just did it last week. We posted a link there for anybody interested in going for follow that link into, I think it's FEMA. That provides a pretty significant resources for recommendations what to do in case of a severe weather. So we're prepared to the greatest degree we can with our limited resources. Last November, we had 3 days of Emergency Operations Center training for the city staff and then several layers below that. And from that, we've developed a punch list of objectives that need to be accomplished, and as the budget permits, we're going to get those done. So you'll be seeing some of that come through the council this year, because there's a couple of ordinances that we identified that we need to do, such as emergency, being able to expend funds on an emergency basis when we can't get the city council together. What do you do? And so that's something we've got to address. So we're working on it. I hope that helps.
I guess my concern is, what could we be doing as a community, neighbor to neighbor, to be better prepared? I mean, you've got a minute, you've got 10, 15 minutes to respond when the sirens go off, and what do you do? It's a little late to start planning, and, you know, how do you communicate with your family? What do you do with the elderly person next door? I'm just wondering if there could be something that we could do in the community to try to elevate everyone's awareness, reach out, and try to help everyone better prepare for hopefully that event that won't happen, but very, you know, it does. And I wonder how many lives were lost because people just didn't know how to respond and react.
That, I don't know. They haven't done enough after-action reports, but these were, I think they're classified N5s.
Yes.
And those are...
They had to be underground.
Right. And those are extraordinarily different. They're extremely powerful storms, 200-mile-per-hour winds. Those are tough events to get through. So I don't have an immediate answer if it's an N5. I can tell you that there are elements such as civilian emergency response teams, or CERT. Mm-hmm. We've looked at that for a couple of years. It's difficult to develop with the staff that we have at the moment to be able to sustain it. Mm-hmm. So we haven't initiated it because we need a few more pairs of hands. So there are elements out there. But I will tell you, quite frankly, that the initial response when that siren goes off is the family has to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. The city can't do it.
Understood.
We can get the sirens off. We can warn them. But people have to take those steps. And we have put resources and links out on the website for people to access. We have there's a booklet that the fire department put together about 4 years ago that's available. It runs about 40 pages. Actually, step-by-step actions you can take to protect yourself. So the resources are there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That helps. Hi. Dorothy?
Yeah, and where is this booklet available?
It's available on the fire department website, and I believe it's also on the city website.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Anything else, Alderman?
Thank you, Ms. Mayor.
Anyone else from the dais? Chief?
Sir?
How many years is this for you?
36.
Oh. Good Lord.
Started when I was 19. Do the math.
Hold on.
Done.
There you go.
36. Wow.
5 years paid on call, then the rest of career.
Yeah. Who's your favorite alderman? I'm teasing you, Chief. I know it's Singer, but he's not here.
That's as far as I'm going to that one.
Is that one? Okay.
All of you.
Oh, God,
very
help us all.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Alderman Hill.
Good to see you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Alderman Piper had referred to the concerns that we have about our budget. And that certainly is going to be, it is a concern now and is going to be in the next few years. And because of some of the cuts in the budget and the cemetery fund in particular, There have been some cuts there, although there have been a few regular wages that have been added for part-time seasonal employees. But it's not going to be enough to properly maintain both the West Side and the Oak Hill cemeteries. So the city of Geneva is asking for some volunteers to help maintain the West Side Cemetery this spring and summer. I've reviewed this with the Department of Public Works and Mr. Steve LeMaire, who is in charge of the cemeteries, and Mr. Bob Vandenveen, who's also the sexton at the cemetery. And what we're going to try to do is to have an organizational meeting next Tuesday, May 10th, here in City Hall at 9 o'clock. And you can enter entrance on the James Street side. And we're going to discuss the preferable work days for those people who want to devote some volunteer time to helping maintain some of these cemetery locations. Volunteers will need to provide a weed-cutting device, a hand spade for digging weeds, garden work gloves, and safety goggles. So it's very important that we consider this volunteer effort. Alderman Flagon has been very successful with the program that former Alderman Dakota had started on the downtown beautification. And I even saw her last Sunday morning watering some of the flowers in the community. And so she's working a lot of time on this. So it's another opportunity to be a volunteer for your city. I'd like to kind of paraphrase an old quotation that I've always kind of thought of as being very important. It was a quote from former President John F. Kennedy, and I'm going to paraphrase it by changing one or two words and suggest that, ask not what your city can do for you, but ask what you can do for your city. So here's an opportunity to be a volunteer and help improve the appearance of the cemeteries, especially on the West Side Cemetery. And for those of you who want to, give me a call on my cell phone at 208-9151. I may answer. If I don't, leave a message. And we'll see everybody who wants to show up and be of assistance on Tuesday, May 10th at 9 a.m. right here. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, may I ask?
Yes.
Alderman Hill, I presume you would hope to get this spruced up in time for Memorial Day, right, when we have that wonderful ceremony.
We will. We make no promises. Depends on the number of people. And, of course, I'm sure that we'll have to have some assistance from the city staff.
Anyone else on the dais? Any comments, questions, new business from the audience? Anyone at all? If not, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Marks makes the motion, seconded by Alderman Piper. All in favor of adjourning this meeting of May 2nd, 2011, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Microphones are off.